Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
When does a coach begin looking ahead to the next season? This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Larry Fedora is in that unenviable position of balancing the rest of the current season with his plans for the future of UNC football. The Tar Heels are not going to defend their tie for first in the ACC Coastal Division, thanks to disappointing execution and discipline that have left them 1-4. The loss at Virginia Tech makes the decision even more perplexing for Fedora, who inherited a program already down on talent and with scholarship limitations that will last through next season. So what is a coach to do? Maybe Carolina can still scratch out 6 or 7 wins, pretty much a given before the season started, but preparing for the future seems as much of a priority now. The future looks bright when you consider how well untested sophomore Marquise Williams did at Blacksburg in place of injured senior starter Bryn Renner. Williams looked more like the dual threat quarterbacks Fedora has had at Southern Miss and while running offenses at other schools. Marquise took off on a draw play on the very first snap, and he went on to make some strong and accurate throws most of the sunny day, wishing only one he had back. But when he underthrew Jack Tabb on fourth down, he learned a lesson he can only learn by playing at game speed. 100 reps in practice aren't the same as real-time plays, and in order for Williams to start strong in 2014, he has to play more as this season winds down. That's why you will also see more freshmen T.J. Logan and Chris Francis, speedy running backs who can return the ground game threat lost when Gio Bernard went to the NFL. On defense, it's not as obvious. Vic Koning will keep grooming young guys to make the defense better for the rest of this fall, with an eye toward building a more experienced, smarter unit in years to come. But does Fedora take series away from the record-setting Renner and a few other seniors he has on the roster for the sake of getting guys ready for next season? A lot of that will be answered against Miami on Zero Dark Thursday, October 17th. If the Heels can spring an upset, the season and chance for a good bowl bid are still alive. But if they fall to 1-5, you'll probably begin to see some names and numbers out there that you haven't seen as much so far. This is Archansky. See ya.